Some retired members of the United Auto Workers are reacting with resignation and others with indignation to their union's tentative agreement with General Motors that cuts their health care benefits. Detroit Public Radio's Quinn Kleinfelter reports.
On the outskirts of Detroit, a group of current and former United Auto Workers is pitching a tent for an event to help feed homeless veterans. UAW locals are telling their members to avoid the subject of cuts in health care, at least until the agreement is voted on. But inside the tent, the talk among retirees on fixed incomes, like 69-year-old Sam Loggins, is whether he will be able to afford his prescription drugs.
We probably got the best deal in the world as far as benefits is concerned. And I don't give up anything willingly, but we just can't continue to pass on what we think we need to the consumer. The consumer is just not going to pay those benefits anymore.
Detroit's Big Three say they are struggling against rival Japanese automakers in large part because they're covering the cost of the UAW's health care package, generous benefits envied by millions of retired Americans. Retiree Don Yates says he worked 30 years at a GM plant precisely so he could earn the health care benefits that he says UAW International President Ron Gettelfinger has bargained away.
Our international sold us out, sold the retirees out. Gettelfinger said that they weren't going to touch our benefits. Now all of a sudden, now they're taking our benefits away from us? I don't think it's right, not after a person's worked over 30 years. I got 30 years in. Why should I have to give up my benefits?
Yet for retiree Sam Loggins, the fault lies not with the UAW, but with the union's continuing love-hate relationship with the world's number one automaker.
Every time you come to the table with General Motors, they plead poverty. Now they are pleading poverty because they can't sell cars. Well, if they want to find out their true problem, let them look in the mirror.
But automakers say they're focusing on cutting costs as much as improving sales. And officials with Daimler Chrysler indicate they might use GM's deal with the UAW as a template to help the German-American automaker reduce its health care premiums as well. UAW officials are expected to schedule a ratification vote any day now. But none of GM's roughly 350,000 retirees will be allowed to participate. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.